I don't want to talk about it. That is the reflection of the day. So today I'm going to share with you, as you know, I continue to share that I am obsessed with books. I do these audible books and I love it because as I am exploring, like I finished a book and it had, the book was Comfort Crisis. And then I had already had my next book online because I'm always curious about what I want to read next. And this one happens to be the book of Terrence Real called I Don't Want to Talk About It. And it addresses depression on men. And it reminds me a little bit of, you know, the movement Yo Digo No Más, because the author talks about how it's pretty much like a silent pandemic for men, men's depression. This is something that, because again, there is a, like with the movement, we don't want to talk about it. We know that exists, but we don't want to address it, sexual abuse of children. So when it comes to the depression of men, it's the same concept. We know it exists. We don't talk about it. So we don't realize how deeply rooted this depression is. And it's a depression that we've been taking on, you know, generation to generation. It's sad how many men are destroying their lives and other people's life by not dealing with their depression and realizing that men carry so much from the past. I mean, we all carry a past. And this also helps me continue to realize how important it is that we look at our programming of our childhood. It is critical that we do this. I know most of us do not want to go there. And many times we go and we say we don't want to address it because we think that we are going to be talking bad about our parents, and our parents did the best they could, most people say. And you know what? Your parents did the best they could, but it doesn't mean that their best was good enough. Their best could be destroying you right now. And it's just understanding it, not making an excuse, but understanding it. It's critical because if you don't confront it, then you're not going to, you're not going to be able to really learn what is it that is leading you to the actions that you're, the disruptive and destructive actions that you're taking. Many men, according to this book, and I believe it, they become, they do domestic violence, right? They become abusers. They become people that hit their wives or their husband. And it's almost like they're not able to control it. And a lot has to do with the past, the rage that they carried inside from all of the abuse and neglect that they went through. And you hear the stories in this book and you're like, you can, it explains the behavior. I go back to, it's the same thing when I read the book, when I listened to the book from Oprah Winfrey, What Happened to You. It's, again, we need to really understand our past. So for all of you that are listening, look, dig deep into your past. Be very curious of your past, because that past, no matter what, it's really getting you the results that you have right now. And the other lesson that I had from this is that we need to be compassionate with men. We have to figure out how to help men. All the women that are listening to this, I know, you know, I have two kids and I talk about how we are uniting as women to empower each other. But we have to be careful that we don't leave the men behind. So getting, if you have, let's say, a spouse that is very difficult and you're still in the relationship, finding a way that this person could get some help, that this person could open up their heart to seek help, to see a therapist, it's important before you make the decision to give up. But if the person, like in my instance with my ex-husband, you know, we went for help, but he needed to want to get the help. He needed to be open to getting the help. Because one thing is you can go to therapy, but if you feel like you know it all and you know your problems and you don't want to confront the past, then you're wasting your money. If you're going to go and be curious, just be curious and open your heart and your mind and let other people guide you. Because if you're, you know, guiding yourself and you're not getting the results that you want, as a matter of fact, you might be losing right now your family. You might be losing your children. You might be losing your spouse. You might be so disconnected. You might be losing your job. So if you're in the space where you are feeling like you're destroying, then it is time to really start talking about it. Don't be like what the book says, I don't want to talk about it. If you don't want to talk about it, believe me, you're going to continue getting the results that you're getting and taking with you, you know, a lot of people with you. Could be your family, continuing to cause this pain and passing it along to your children. So this is serious business. We need to talk about it. We need to address the pain. We need to go back to our childhood. The secret to you healing is there. It's there. We have to confront the pain, not avoid it in this instant. Confront it so that you could start healing and realize what is it that you're doing that it's from your old programming that you just are not able to control. If you don't want to talk about it, guess what? Then you're going to continue doing those things and risking even your life. So I'm urging you today to really reflect. Reflect on the changes that you need to make. What is it that you need to talk about? And I'll recommend this book to many of you so that you can, guys that are listening to this, look, get the book and see if you, with an open mind, an open heart, see if you see, if you can identify yourself to some of the stories that he's mentioning of cases that he's dealt with. And you might be able to see yourself. This is where the curiosity level that you can elevate to can help you heal. So let's heal. Let's go and find out what is guiding you now that is not working for you. Let's reflect, reset, and reconnect.